Mick Malthouse and Mark Duffield are experts on Sports Talk. 17 minutes past 10. Let's head up to Queensland and touch base with the Fremantle Dockers. One of their assistant coaches, David Hale, good enough to join us again. G'day you, David.
Hey, boys.
Finals out of the question, obviously, for Fremantle. What are you hoping to get out of your last game of the season up against the Western Bulldogs?
Just to continue on the trajectory we've shown in the back end of the year. So a lot of our young guys have got good experience and continue to embed our game style that we think's improved week in, week out. And obviously, you know, putting in a strong performance for the last game, it shouldn't matter whether it's the first or the last. The effort should still be the same.
So Griffin Logue, does he play against the Dogs?
Not at this stage. We just think the risk's probably a bit too high. So yeah. He'll be fresh for the off-season.
He'll be very fresh for the off-season indeed. Brendan Cox, a question mark over a bit of a shoulder issue. Will he be likely to play?
Yeah, his shoulder's fine. So that won't be an issue for him, his shoulder.
David, Mark Duffield, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations on your recent form and in particular the really strong form last week. You must have been pleased to see the forward line function the way that it did, albeit against a team that looked a fair way off its best.
Yeah, it was the last couple of weeks we've been happy with the production of the forward end, and you know, it's been a bit challenging, obviously, getting the mix of our tools and getting continuity in the six or seven that play in the front half. But yeah, we think the last couple of weeks have made some good strides, and hopefully against the Bulldogs, which will be a different challenge the way they defend, will be good test for us. But going into next year to try and continue to build off that platform will be positive.
Did you consciously try and change their positioning on the ground, or was that just the way the game fell? It looked like Jesse Hogan in the games he's played before last week looked like he was more a sort of a lead up and release player where he looked like he got deeper and they were able to stay out of each other's way a little bit. Was that a conscious thing, or was it just the way the game fell for you?
Yeah, we think each of the tools bring their own strengths. If we can create more isolation and they can, you know, do a bit more work in isolation, not having to compete with each other, that's definitely an avenue we want to pursue going forward. And, you know, Hogs probably isn't a stand and deliver centre forward on the long down the line. We think, you know, Lobby's obviously a good contested mark and Tabs is similar. So the more isolation we can give Hogs, and he's not always going to play that deepest position, but we think if they can get similar to last week, and obviously dependent on defence that you play, allows you to play a certain way. So where we can, we'd like to get that to happen, but again, it's dictated to a little bit by who you play against.
One more from me. So no Griffin Logue, but any other changes to the team? Are we likely to see any other young players maybe get a chance today in the last game of the season?
We've still got a little bit to play out with a couple of guys, obviously, with the, you know, block of games we played over the 15 days. A couple of guys are still waiting to test this afternoon. So at this stage, we'll give them every chance. And at this stage, there probably won't be too many changes, but I never know in the last 24 hours.
So David Hale, the Fremantle assistant coach, is with us here on Sports Talk. Mick Malthouse has got a couple of questions for you. Mick.
G'day, David. Congratulations. Hey, I just think that you guys have done a fantastic job. In fact, if I looked at two clubs that have just, I think, so exciting and got such a great future as yourself in the Gold Coast, well coached, and congratulations to you. This is more about the Bulldogs. Just the fact that, have they been given permission to stay overnight? Is it the first club that's been able to come up and stay overnight in preparation for a game?
Not entirely sure. I think they might be, but I'm not sure this year. There's been a lot of different challenges, obviously, being thrown at each club. So in terms of Cairns, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, so you're not sure that they've actually stayed overnight? Or you...
Oh, they are coming out today. I'm not sure whether they're the only team that's actually had a night stay. I'm not sure.
And the difference between playing in Cairns compared to, say, a couple of thousand kilometres south, or 1,000 kilometres south, is it massive outside of the temperature? What about the ground coverage and this sort of stuff? You're playing at 6:10. Is it going to be a lot of dew, or is it going to be wet up there?
We only played here, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, and it rained that day, so it was a bit wet. But the biggest thing we've noticed has probably been the wind. You know, there's a lot of wind up here. So we haven't really had too much of the dew because we only played the one game and it was wet. So the locals sort of tell us that it shouldn't be too bad, but obviously depending on the conditions up here, it's been pretty wet for the last couple of weeks.
Sure. sure. And just finally from myself, in regard to you guys going forward, you've seemed to have a pretty good structure all the way around. What's your wish list as far as a type of player that you need to perhaps come in, replace one of your older players or replace someone that's just not quite there? I know you've got a couple of good backs coming back next year from injury. So whereabouts do you sit with that? And free agency also, do you open up for free agency?
Yeah, I think if we get our backs back, we'll have a pretty good depth in that back half the ground. Obviously, our midfield with our young guys coming through has been pretty good this year. Obviously, you can always add some top-end talent there. And in the forward line with our three talls, if they all stay healthy, we've got some pretty good depth there. So I guess it's just adding to the list. The list manager will obviously sit down and discuss. Probably, you can never have enough speed on the outside. We've added Michael Frederick this year. But those guys on the outside who can, run and carry and break the lines are always important.
David, Brennan Cox, we've seen his development as a defender this year. We also saw him play with some success in past seasons as a forward. If you get Hamling back, if you get Pierce back, if you get Logue up, and you're trying to find uses for all of those players, can Brennan Cox go back into attack if needed and be a presence for you there?
Oh, he's definitely got that string to his bow, but I think he's shown this year his ability to fit into the system that we want to employ in that back half has been really, really strong. And his biggest strength is his ability to read the cues up the ground and be able to get to the right spot for the drop of the ball. So, someone with his ability at his age, the development he's shown this year is invaluable. And like I said, there's the best case scenario is we get all those backs back and they're all healthy. But, I mean, since my time here, we haven't probably had that. So, at this stage, his strength in the back half and his ability to work in that system with the guys that he's had this year has been really strong.
So can you give us an update on how those guys are tracking, as far as you know, how Hamling, obviously Logue was pretty much fit to play if you wanted to use him in this game, but how Hamling and Pierce are going?
Yeah, Hamling, I think, has been doing work on the Alter G and has started to progress a little bit. His progress has probably been pretty slow, but there's been positive signs, I think, in the last couple of weeks. Griffin, as you said, he's trained probably the last week and a half, so he's pretty much right to go. Hayden Young's the other one. I think he's about 8 or 9 weeks into his recovery, and all signs are he's ticking every box, so he should be fit to go by day one of pre-season. Alex Pierce is the other one. Again, he's started running again on grass, and it's tracking pretty well. So at this stage, we anticipate that most of them, maybe Joel would be the only query for the start of pre-season, I would imagine.
David, what about yourself? What's your future looking ahead?
Again, we'll sit down with the club at the end of when we get back to Perth and discuss where it sits. Obviously, I don't think each club is aware of the position in terms of the cap and list sizes and all that sort of stuff, so there'll be plenty to work through for Peter. But I'm really enjoying this year and working under JL and a new voice, a new direction, and hopefully all things considered, I can stay where I am for a little bit longer.
Well, we hope we get the chance to speak to you again throughout season 2021. Thanks for everything throughout season 2020. Good luck tomorrow against the Bulldogs.
All right. Thanks, guys.